This session, Wyoming lawmakers killed two different bills that would have made the U.S. citizenship test a high school graduation requirement. Superintendent of Public Instruction Jillian Baylow pushed the idea as a way to strengthen civics education across the state. Critics argued that rather than more exams, kids need more opportunities to experience democracy in action. Wyoming Public Radio's education reporter Tennessee Watson checked out a project that gives kids a chance to advocate for policy change. Here's an audio postcard from a day at the state legislature with the Laramie Youth Council.
Senator Rothfuss.
Mr. President, may I have the privilege of the floor, please?
The floor is yours, Senator Rothfuss.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I would like the Senate to welcome some excellent students from back across the hill in Albany County, go to Laramie High School, that are members of the Laramie Youth Council. They are here to learn more about the process and to engage the legislature on a piece of legislation that we've worked over the next few days.
Wyoming is one of just a few states that requires juvenile offenders to petition to have their records expunged. And the Laramie Youth Council wants that to change.
Thank you. Welcome. I hope you enjoy your day in the Senate. And as far as your lobbying efforts, bring it on.
Senate President Drew Perkins might have been joking, but the 14 Laramie High School students who made the trek over to Cheyenne are on a mission to get House Bill 44 passed. Today, their focus is securing support in the Senate. Step one, get approval from the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Madam Chair, members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, my name is Ruby Novogradsky.
Ruby Novogradsky starts off the group's public testimony explaining that the expungement process is complicated, especially for kids from families who can't afford to hire a lawyer.
And so they believe that on the completion of their diversion program, their records are automatically expunged, but that's not how it works in Wyoming. That is how it works in a lot of other states.
And Ruby says that sends a message to kids in Wyoming that the state doesn't care about their future. Sam Miller then takes over. He's heard concern from senators who see the proposed changes to the expungement process as too lenient on juvenile offenders.
I'd like to reiterate that this is not the case. Though the district attorney can file on behalf of the individual, there's still a 20-day waiting period where objections can be filed. So this still makes it so that youth are going to be interested in trying to reform themselves for society.
Will Daly Green closes it out with some humor.
I think the biggest problem is that, frankly, kids are morons.
He explains how a stereotypical lack of follow-through can have dire consequences down the road. Even a misdemeanor on a juvenile record can make it hard to get a job as an adult.
Thank you so much. For an additional public comment,
Senate Judiciary Chair Tara Nethercott closes public comment and calls for a vote. The bill passes committee, but for Ruby, the big victory is being taken seriously.
It was amazing to see the Senate Judiciary Committee say thank you for coming. We appreciate your testimony because it makes you feel like you're not just a kid and that you want to actually do something with the community.
That's how you get young people hooked on civics, says Sam.
If you go and watch it happen when you're 16, you're going to be more likely to want to participate in it when you're 40 and more likely to want to maybe run for a state senate or city council or be more civically engaged.
Sam says getting to know the procedures makes the process less intimidating and more fun.
He looks kind of familiar.
He's got a big mustache.
I'm pretty sure we didn't talk.
Layla Johnson is keeping track of how the group thinks the senators will vote. Next to the 30 names is a yes, no, or maybe. In the lobby of the Senate, while bills are being debated on the floor, Banaz Wadi and Caitlin Wong pull Cheyenne Senator Stephen Pappas aside to find out where he stands.
Typically, I have not told anybody how I'm going to vote on a particular bill because I reserve the right to change my mind after I hear the debate. But I can tell you I'm inclined to support the bill.
The goal is to pull a total of 16 senators off the floor. But when the bus rolls up at noon, they're one senator shy of their goal. But it's time to go back to school. Sam does have a test to take, but he toys with asking his mom to drive over from Laramie to pick him up so he can stay longer.
Even though it's difficult to take a day off from school, I think the benefit of coming and seeing the process outweighs that consequence.
Turns out the students on the Laramie Youth Council aren't the only ones who want in on the political process. That day, Shoshone High School students came down to support career and technical education, and students from Pathfinder High School in Lander lobbied to support a new state amphibian. As we head to the bus, Laramie Youth Council member George Yost says he's impressed by how open and accessible Wyoming lawmakers are. He's given the day a 9 out of 10.
Like 10 out of 10 would have been if they let us in the Senate break room. Bye.
But the one thing that was off limits were the snacks in the Senate break room. To get at those, he'll have to get elected. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Tennessee Watson.